Hi, I'm Roy Crown from Revelation Trust, and welcome to Gospel Entrepreneurs. Today we have the youngest entrepreneur that we've ever had on a podcast, Ben Nelson. He's a hockey player, coach, and market trader, and a great friend. And at just 22, he's taken a really interesting path after graduating from university, following the call of God on his life. Enjoy. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Roy.
Give us a little bit of background. People won't know who you are. Obviously, they can pick up you're from Northern Ireland. But give us a bit of your story as an entrepreneur and then a bit of your faith story, and we'll move on from there.
Okay. Yeah, the accent there will probably give it away that I'm from Northern Ireland. I'm now 22 years old, and actually moving away to Brussels was the first time I'd actually left home and moved out and lived on my own. So that's provided some new challenges. But yeah, I had a great childhood, was involved in sport, in church, in so many different areas in life. But for me, one of the key things that was always important was trading, which was investment, which my grandfather got me into. He used to get the newspaper, and every single week we would go to his house on a Monday, and I would get the newspaper straight away and go to the stocks and watch them every single week, and would know what he would have. Got an interest kind of in finance through that there. And then also in school, I wanted to buy something when I was 14, 15, but I was like, right, well, I need to get the money for this. So I started selling in school. So like Lucozade drinks, Coke, Mountain Dew, all different types of chocolates and sweets. So I sold for 3 weeks, made £70 a week, which for me was brilliant at that time, and bought what I wanted to buy. And then after that, I thought, you know what, I could maybe keep doing this. And then throughout school, the whole way, I continued to buy and sell for periods of time. And then my final year of school, I was able to buy a new phone and buy a holiday and lots of other things like that. So I always had that mindset of, okay, how can I make something out of nothing? Or how can I have a product to sell to people? And that was something that kind of maybe made me go into the finance world. I had that interest, as I said.
Didn't you get in trouble in school, Ben, for selling? Didn't they kind of, wasn't there a bit of reaction?
Well, there was a bit of reaction, but what I did was my best friend's dad was the vice principal, and we would see him outside of school. So basically, because he knew I sold, I was basically invincible in school, so had the whole market to myself, which was brilliant and made it a lot easier for me. Sadly, in the real world, we don't have that and can't have someone to make sure that we get that market share that we would like. But in school, it was possible. And then I decided to do a finance and investment management degree. I was looking at business management, but thought, no, finance and the investment side more specifically is what I'd really like to do. So I went to Ulster University in Northern Ireland and did a finance degree there for 3 years. And alongside that, a friend of mine had introduced me to foreign exchange trading and then more recently into cryptocurrency trading. And for me, that was what really, really interested me. The degree was great, gave me lots of knowledge about maybe the economy and a lot of that. But the investment side, there was a little bit of investment in the degree, but outside of the degree, that's where I really, really found that passion for trading. So if it was short-term trading throughout the day, which is a lot more high risk, which is, it's a good thrill and it's really, really enjoyable. But then more recently, cryptocurrency investment, which some people may think is even more high risk, but if you're able to read the charts, then it's not as risky as you would think. So did a finance degree for 3 years, wasn't really exactly sure what I wanted to do, loved business, loved entrepreneur, loved Jesus. And then actually, Roy, we had a great conversation. When I went over to visit, and you introduced me to a man called Malcolm Johnson, who runs an organization called Angelo. And firstly, I met with Malcolm and had to try to convince him on cryptocurrencies. It's a slow process. A lot of people, as I said, don't trust them, but it's a slow process. Been going back and forth, teaching him a little bit more. And just recently, we actually used cryptocurrencies for a worldwide transaction. So yeah, got involved with Angelo, and I've been working with them for the past year.
Tell us what Angelo does, because many people won't know what Angelo is.
So Angelou is a charity, but it has many different parts. So it has an investment portfolio as one part. It has training for entrepreneurs. It has mentorship for entrepreneurs, and it also is involved with local leaders across the world, local entrepreneurs. So the mission of Angelou, it's all about enterprise-led development and how enterprise and business is a great solution for solving poverty and creating prosperity across the world. So one of their mottos is, as a lot of you probably know, that if you give a man a fish, you'll feed him for a day, but teach a man to fish, you'll feed him for life. So that is what their motto is. They're trying to equip, train, mentor, and support entrepreneurs, mostly in developing nations across the world, so that they can get that individual and the people in their community out of poverty for the long term, and that they can create wealth in physical wealth, mental, social, economic wealth. That's one of the things that they do. They do a lot of training and mentorship with these entrepreneurs and provide expertise and support. I was just a few weeks ago, I was in Uganda working with an entrepreneur who has now 20 businesses, and Angelou financed him in the beginning to start his creative business. And just seeing the impact of those businesses in the community it's transformational, and it's amazing, amazing, amazing to see.
Yeah, because some of that is in the poorest areas that you could ever see anyone operating in. And that's part of their criteria, isn't it? It's in real deprived areas.
Yeah, they're going where most people would never say. And to see firsthand the impact that it's having with wealth creation and with getting people out of poverty, alleviating them from poverty, but also the spiritual impact. It's absolutely amazing to see what difference just a job can make for one individual in the community, to provide for their family, to have access to the local church, and really have that Christian community supporting them in their business, which is really, really encouraging to see.
So that's Angelou. You left university and you could have gone straight into finance or the corporate world. What do you think about finance and God and Jesus and all of that? Because you've obviously grappled with that because you want to make money. And you did a little thing on generosity to kind of impact that. Give us a bit of that story with some of your friends that just kind of was a fun thing to do, but it had a massive impact, Ben. Tell us that story.
Yeah, so it was back at the start of 21. Roy, a few years ago, had introduced me to 40 Acts, which is 40 acts of generosity throughout Lent. So instead of giving something up, you do one act per day. It unfortunately wasn't able to happen in 2021. So I thought, right, what can I do to give people a way to be excited about something during the week? Because we were often with uncertain news with lockdowns and everything like that going on, I thought, what can I have that every single week people look forward to, people are excited about? And also, it's a great, great opportunity for me to share with my Christian and non-Christian friends about the importance of generosity and how, yes, we have been blessed to have money, but not to say, okay, this is my money, I'm going to do what I want with it. It's to say, right, I can bless other people with that there. So it wasn't just money. Sometimes it was baked goods. Sometimes it was a letter to someone, or other times it was a cash prize. So each Sunday night, I would have different questions about my life, about general knowledge, all these different questions, and people would battle against each other to try to win the prize, and people would absolutely love it. And then it was coming up to Christmas time, and I thought, you know what, leading into the Christmas season, let's do a big Christmas special. So I decided that I would have 24 questions for the 24 days leading up to Christmas. And at the end of that, we had a full leaderboard and all. It was absolutely brilliant. And I decided I would give away a holiday worth £400. So it would be £200 for you, and then you would be able to bless someone with the other £200 for that holiday. So it was an amazing opportunity. People loved it. My friends at hockey who weren't Christians would be like, why do you do this? And it was just such an amazing opportunity for me to share on my Instagram why I did it, but also the conversations that came from it were amazing. And I found it really, really encouraging for me going forward in business to see what you said there, that sometimes your businesses, if they are successful, there could be profits, but it's how do I then, with those profits, see how I can bless those around me.
And it was an amazing creative thing that you did. And obviously listening to Ben, you may be listening to this and thinking, I can't do a lot. You were a student at the time, weren't you, Ben? You weren't employed. So it was a big cost to you to kind of give that. And it just had a massive impact, not just on the non-Christians, but on the Christians. It was both, wasn't it, Ben?
Yeah, it was. It really, really challenged people to see how they can be generous with, even if they don't have little. Yeah, I was a student. I didn't have a job. My brother kept asking me, where are you getting this money from? I just kept saying, the Lord provides.
Amazing. And when you finished your degree, didn't you win an award in the university that you were in or something?
Yeah, so I got first in my year. So I won the PwC Operate Award, and then they give me a cash prize for that there. So as you said, after I won that award, it was from PwC, I could have very easily went into kind of corporate finance type job, but that just wasn't what I felt God calling me to.
And you played hockey for Ireland.
Yeah.
And sports played a big part in your life. But obviously, the gospel is kind of foundational to everything about you, Ben, isn't it? It's kind of, it's your driver in even the entrepreneurial gifts that you have.
Yeah. Like with sport, like we've been given our bodies to do the amazing things, and we've been given talents and gifts, if that's in business, if that's in sport, if that's in art, if that's in music, whatever it is, I've been given these gifts in sport. So I need to go out and give absolutely everything in my sport. The same with my talents, with my trading. I've been given those gifts, those talents. So I need to go out and use those gifts to the absolute maximum, so that then the reward often in the business world is profit and money. But then with that there, I have an amazing opportunity to then bless those around me. So yeah, my faith is, it's central. It's central to absolutely everything that I do with my sport, with my business, with my trading, with my generosity. Everything is focused around Jesus. Someone said something, or I was listening to a really, really interesting sermon, and it was kind of talking about going to church on a Sunday, and then throughout the week, you spend the most part of your time at work in your sport. And that's where we can so easily practically apply everything that we've been taught in our life and everything that Jesus has taught us. It's not just a Sunday thing. Jesus doesn't just care about us going to church. He cares about our sport. He cares about business. He cares about finance. He cares about us being entrepreneurial. And he's given us all of these gifts. And we spend so much time in those areas each week that they have to be centered around Jesus, and that's so that we can emulate Jesus's lifestyle.
You've had some amazing opportunities. Obviously with Angelo, it's meeting people your age that are actually wanting to live this way. Some people struggle with trading and stocks and shares and cryptocurrency. You obviously don't, Ben.
No. I put in the time and the work and spend a lot of time watching it and learning and developing those skills, but it's what I love doing. Like, it brings me such enjoyment doing all of those things, doing those tradings, having that risk, being maybe on the edge of and realizing, oh, this is a big risk here. But I really, really enjoy that risk taking. But enjoy also that knowledge of, if you've practiced and practiced and practiced over time, you can develop those skills, and they are learned. Some of them, yes, you have naturally, but you can learn and, yeah, really work in those areas.
So you may be listening to this and listening to Ben and just thinking, I don't have a clue about stocks and shares, but the generosity story is a great story for anyone to actually do and apply. But Ben, you kind of had this entrepreneurial gift that has always been in you, which is why you never went the corporate route or into that space, because you know that it would frustrate you. Was that true, Ben?
Yeah, I think it would restrict me too much, and I would maybe have different ideas, or my brain would be ticking over with all these ideas, but I would have to do a certain task a certain way, while sometimes if you're an entrepreneur, you need that space to be as creative nearly as you need to be, or as creative as you'd like to be. It gives me that opportunity to explore different avenues and think slightly differently. But that doesn't mean that if you're in a corporate job, it doesn't mean that you can't explore these different areas. We have time outside of our work where we can be generous with our time, with our money, with our resources, with our talents and our skills. So being entrepreneurial was definitely in me from the beginning. And I think the corporate lifestyle maybe would have squeezed it out of me a little bit.
Because the other thing, Ben, is obviously you must have been a little bit different in school with friends, with everything that you've done. Is that not the case?
Yeah, a few of my friends have said that they could never see me working a normal job in my life. You couldn't see me sitting at a desk working, doing something. For me, I knew that this was what God wanted me to do. He wanted me to be entrepreneurial. He wanted me to play sport. And in everything I do, I come before him and ask, Lord, guide my steps. Show me where you want me to go. Show me what you want me to say. Show me who you want me to speak to and meet. So yeah, I probably was quite different from a lot of my friends, but I love being different because we were all created uniquely, so may as well be myself.
Exactly. Ben, it's been great to have this conversation with you. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks very much, Roy.
Thanks, Ben, for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired by Ben's story, particularly some of the innovation and creative things that he's done in generosity, in ways seeking to transform poverty, some great things that I'm sure God will impact now and into the future. If you enjoyed Gospel Entrepreneurs, we would also love for you to leave a review if you can. Thanks for listening. Gospel Entrepreneurs is a UCB podcast in partnership with Revelation Trust.